VOA News. The White House said Wednesday that President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin will not hold a second summit until next year. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Trump wants to wait until after the investigation into the Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election is completed. A new Quinnipiac University poll said Americans believe, by a 51-35% margin, that the Russian government has compromising information about President Trump. Mr. Trump is criticizing China about trade, Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's accusing China of specifically targeting American farmers with tariffs because it knows he loves them. He tweets Beijing is being vicious in what will be a failed attempt, and the U.S. was being nice until now. He'd already threatened to put tariffs on up to $500 billion in Chinese imports, which would dramatically boost the trade dispute between the world's biggest economies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Chinese President Xi Jinping said Wednesday there will be no winner if a global trade war begins. He spoke at the annual summit in South Africa of developing countries, and he said, "We are facing a choice between cooperation and confrontation." The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility for a series of suicide bombings and other attacks Wednesday in southern Syria, killing at least 204 people. Multiple bombers blew themselves up near a market and a busy square in the city of Sweita. At least 180 others were wounded in the attack. The U.S. Treasury Department has placed sanctions on five groups and eight individuals linked to Syria's chemical weapons program. The department said the targeted groups and people were important parts of a network that obtained electronics for the Syrian agency that develops the weapons. This is VOA News. The polls have closed and vote counting is underway in Pakistan, where nearly 106 million people cast their ballots in Wednesday's violence-marred general elections. Just hours after voting began, a powerful suicide blast outside a polling station in Quetta, the capital of southwestern Baluchistan province, killed more than 31 people and wounded 40 others. Police said the victims included voters, police officers, and political party activists. At least 15 officials at a Chinese drug manufacturer have been detained as part of an investigation that it produced false records involving its rabies vaccine. The detained executives include the chair of a company that was ordered last week to stop production and recall the vaccine after the China Food and Drug Administration discovered the company had been falsifying production and inspection records. In a new warning, the UN's World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, says the world is becoming increasingly vulnerable to the impact of climate change. It says the phenomenon is due to many factors and is not occurring at the same rate or degree around the globe. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WMO headquarters in Geneva.
Parts of the world are feeling the strain of record-breaking heat waves, drought, devastating floods, and raging wildfires. They are having a widespread impact on human health, agriculture, ecosystems, and infrastructure. The World Meteorological Organization reports climate change is influencing this trend in varying degrees. The chief of the WMO's World Weather Research Program, Paolo Ruti, says there is no discernible global pattern of climate change, but its impact is increasingly visible in certain areas, such as the Arctic. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Greece has begun a three-day period of mourning as crews continue checking cars and homes burned in fast-moving fires that have killed at least 74 people. The worst fire spread near the port of Rafina, near Athens, sending many people to beaches and into the water in search of safety. Boats evacuated more than 700 people. In Mali, a surge of violence between rival factions in the north and center of the country threatens the presidential election scheduled for Sunday. And El Salvador has declared a state of emergency after severe drought destroyed the crops of thousands of farmers. The top story of the hour, the White House said Wednesday that President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin will not hold a second summit until next year. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.